USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Jake Patterson is pleading guilty to kidnapping 13-year-old Jamie Kloss and murdering her parents. In a court today in Barron County, Wisconsin, the 21-year-old entered his plea after being charged with two counts of intentional homicide and one count of kidnapping and armed burglary. Patterson is looking at life in prison in Wisconsin, as Wisconsin does not have the death penalty. President Trump has a message for Russia. Get out of Venezuela. Russia has sent military planes, troops, and equipment to Venezuela to help him battle President Nicolas Maduro. President Trump says there's a lot of starving people in the South American nation.
We are with Venezuela. We are with your husband, as you know. What's happening there should not happen and be allowed to happen anywhere. So we're with you 100%.
The president and vice president were meeting with opposition leader Juan Guaido's wife today at the White House. This is USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
When you fire up a John Deere 1 Series tractor, you can tackle the job without wrestling the attachments. Hook up everything from a front loader to a drive-over mower deck in no time, so you can haul gravel, cut grass, or do any job in between. Because when things just click, work just gets done. And now get a 1 Series for just $99 a month at your nearest participating John Deere dealer. Nothing runs like a Deere. Run with us. Search John Deere 1 Series for more. 0% annual percentage rate. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
Attorney Michael Avenatti tells CBS News he is nervous and scared about the possibility of going to prison, but denies he did anything wrong. Now, on Monday, Avenatti was charged in New York and California with attempting to extort millions of dollars from Nike. Avenatti discusses the charges against him in California on CBS This Morning.
The client who is accusing me of embezzlement is currently on felony probation in California. You know what he was convicted of? Multiple counts of obtaining money under false pretenses. It turns out, and I didn't know this at the time, that he has an extensive criminal background and rap sheet associated with his conduct. So again, nowhere does that appear in the complaint. So there's going to be a lot of evidence. There's going to be a lot of facts that are going to come to light.
The NFL is changing its replay review system for the 2019 season. League owners have approved a rule that allows offensive and defensive pass interference calls and non-calls to now be reviewed. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Purdue University is honoring superfan Tyler Trent, who died on January 1st with a rare form of bone cancer. Trent was diagnosed with cancer in 2014 when he was in high school, and after the cancer went into remission, he enrolled at Purdue. But the cancer came back, and through all this, Trent continued to attend Purdue University. Purdue University President Mitch Daniels says now is the time to honor Tyler Trent.
The first thing that we will do is rename the E-gate, the gate that students use, the gate where Tyler was first discovered by our coach one evening, the T2 gate, and to build an arch over it which will honor his memory forever. We hope this will be an appropriate way for generations of fans and non-fans, for that matter, to be reminded of what Tyler stood for, personified characteristics that we really want every Boilermaker in some measure to embody. That didn't seem like enough. And we have a second idea, which has been made known, and that is that a scholarship, a full tuition room and board scholarship, be awarded each year.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.